With those who are watching this service over the internet, good morning, hello, good evening. We give tithe offering for the work of God that is done by other than us. Now let's unite together in prayer to give thanks to God for this tithe offering. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessing upon our church. Thank you for your financial blessings as a token of our thanksgiving. We now give you this tithe offering, consecrate it and use this. We know that you are the creator of the world. The whole world belongs to you. We and our finances and our lives belong to you. Thank you. And to express our faith, we give you this tithe offering, consecrate it, and use this richly. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning, and once again. I thought last week that this week I'm planning to a minister in our church in Yokosuka, but that is the only holy meeting that I'm going to conduct this week. I have made this schedule for myself. And the reason why I don't have any other holy meeting this week is because then the Lord asked me, what did you do usually about this time in the year, every year? And I remembered that I used to go to Patmos Island to pray on the island. And then the Lord told me that that was the outreach to Patmos was preparation for Hakuba camp. Every time I went to Patmos Island, I prayed there, and in the time of the Feast of Tabernacle, in the moon calendar, and the Lord tells us that we should walk on this earth as a stranger on the earth. You know, I really didn't realize that, but we went to Patmos just before Hakuba camp, and so those outreaches to Patmos were preparations for Hakuba camp, and you know, what the Lord spoke to us through the teams to Patmos, that always became His message for us in Hakuba camp. You know, we are strangers on this earth, and the Lord wants us to be aware of this fact that we are strangers on the earth. So this coming week, if you are burdened, please have time of prayer for Hakuba camp, and then you're going to see the work of God that will be manifested in Hakuba camp. One thing that I be surprised by at is at one of the seminars that the late Pastor Maureen Carruthers gave us in the United States. Just before that outreach to the United States, a prophecy came forth saying that God was going to have us take over the spirit of praise and thanksgiving from Pastor Maureen. We just had that prophecy at the corner of our mind and went to the United States. I didn't tell Pastor Merlin anything about this prophecy, but then Pastor Merlin suddenly, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, he started to say that he'd like to let us succeed in the spirit of thanks and praise from him. And he made us hold hands with each other in a circle, and Pastor Marin prayed to God that we will succeed the spirit of praise and thanks from him. I remembered this outreach last week, and I know that we give thanks to God for everything, but we really haven't stepped into the real fact of this, receiving and taking over the spirit of giving thanks to him. We need to be more aware of this fact, and we need to stand on in this faith to practice our giving thanks and praise to him. Well, I'm not really good at working on the internet. I just happened to press some button and watch whatever appears on the screen. Well, I opened my website and I just pushed the button of our online church service. But when it's not on, you know, several other movies just appear on the screen. And I happened to watch a movie of Bible studies that I held, and the number of the access was only 4. And then another movie appeared, that was a seminar on speaking in tongues by Pastor Yumino. Then I was surprised to see that the number of the accesses was 22,000. Well, even though Pastor Yumino, he just gave the seminar by using my textbook that I wrote. So, you know, we have various short movies about martyrdom incidents, about the Japanese 26 saints. Pastor from the northeast part of Japan, he told me that he really didn't know how to access to those movies about martyrdom incidents in the website, because they were not posted together. Hearing that, we have decided to put them together on our website. If you have any idea about our website, please, or movies, please, tell that to our movie department, because I know that God is going to use those movies to touch many people and show his grace to them. If you are burdened, please help us to expand and more our movies. We will have Hakuba camp next week. Let's watch a promotional video of this camp.
神様は私たちを愛してくださってここに導いてくださ
る。今も将来も永遠に。神様の働きは神様が導いています。神様の働きは神様が祝福してくださいます。
展示セミナー担当のダビデ前田です。セミナーはどんな方でも参加できます。
仲間たちと共に楽しく演奏をしていきましょう。
今 AIoT は私たちの身近なものになっています。最近の技術動向まで優しく説明していきます。共に学んでいきましょう。
大きな働き、なんか新しい技が始まるとき、思いっきり弱くさせるかもしれません。なんで私ってこんな弱かったのかって喜びましょう。それが本当の出発です。
絶対いいですから。
私たち一人一人はですね、神様の最も強い愛を通して愛される。神が私たちを愛している時に愛ってのは応答が必要。
愛されて応答していく一つがね、感謝のことを人々に伝えてっていう。
出血した跡がないって、出血痕がないって、全くそういった病気があったっていうことがまるでなくなってた。だからベータとしてちゃんと残ってるんですね。
信じることは語っていることですよ。語ることが皆さんを祝福します。と同時、周りの人々を
祝福します。If you believe you need to speak out
神の御業を成し遂げ
て and your words will bless you around you, but I used to not able to go to school in my elementary years andIn high school years, but I pray to God that I will be able to go to college. Then He made it. I went to college and graduated from it. Now I work. All right. I was trapped in area that great rain hit, but I was protected by God.God worked and He touched people and He will save people and set them free. Even a path was used for good. Now you are here in Hakuba. Let's expect for God to do a special thing in Hakuba camp.The registration is undergoing.
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you.
まあ、白馬キャンプは、白馬っていう名称もそうですけども、
白馬、
木
曜日の時代は、白馬 means white horse.
And we hold this camp, and we remember that the times of the Book of Revelation are approaching. And, you know, in France, they have so hot weather, and the global warming is really happening, like the sea level in the South Pole has been rising. You know, in this age, we need to respond to God's calling for us and carry out His plan for Him. You know, so please let us remember that the times of Revelation, the Book of Revelation, are approaching, and we need to live on this earth as a stranger and be used by God. Now let's watch another video about the team to Israel. Our church starts a new church year in November because the Lord spoke to us in November 2004. In Israel, we should make November the first month of a year. And since then, every year in November, we go to Israel to hold our New Year service by the Sea of Galilee. On the first Sunday of November, we hold a New Year service by the Sea of Galilee, and we also go up Mount Olivet, where it's said that Jesus gave the disciples the Great Commission, and we had a time of worship at the top of Mount Olivet. And God gave us Matthew chapter 13, verse 23 for our New Year scripture verse for 2019. How do you like to walk in the New Year? I'd like to preach the gospel with the scripture verse that the Lord gave us. I'd like to take hold of this word. And I'd like to continue ministering, so God will cause me to bear 100 times fruit. Heavenly Jerusalem, our home is our everlasting home. The city that is built on the sure foundation is here. The Lord will bring New Jerusalem upon this present Jerusalem. You know, when we understand the Word of God, first we need to hear His Word and understand it. And we also have a worship service in front of the Golden Gate. You know, when God, you know, we need to receive His word and accept it. That's the first step. And then we obey His word and practice it. That's what the Lord tells us to do. Standing on the word of God, obeying His word. And then the power of His word will be manifested through you. And we need to receive His word seriously. And this is a scenery. This is where they had a worship time in Megiddo. When we stand on the word of God, God will bear fruit through us. Because you are standing on the word of God, you see some fruit. Well, although the fruit might be very small, that you have to use a microscope to see it. Where we understand His promise and take hold of it, even one scale out of the 10 scale, you'll be able to see fruit. God is going to bear fruit when you walk by His word, and God will bless you. You know, we have understanding, and then when we have an understanding of His word, He will bear fruit 30 times, 60 times, and 100 times. Thank you. Anybody is welcome to join this team to Israel. And we started to do something that we hadn't done before. You know, we used to worship the Lord facing the Golden Gate. But, you know, Jesus will return on top of Mount of Olives, and He will come and go through the Golden Gate to enter Jerusalem. I realized that in the last team that we should not turn our back to the direction of Mount of Olives. We should look toward the top of Mount of Olives to worship Him with the Golden Gate at the back. And last year, when I went to Israel, what's important is New Jerusalem is our heavenly home. We will live in New Jerusalem forever. So Jerusalem is a place that makes us remember our existence as eternity. By going to Israel, we look at the old times when Jesus walked on the earth, but we also ponder upon the fact that we will live eternally. We are led to eternity. And that understanding is very important, because we'll be going through very difficult times in the end times. Now let's watch a promotional video of our next Kokoro Gospel Concert. On August 15th, this Kokoro God Spell concert will be held through our church bands. God will touch people and he will set them free, and people will shed tears, and he will give his joy to people who are sick. But we are still on the way about this work. We are expecting for more power of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in our music. You know, we know that Hillsong is popular, but our original gospel is a little bit different, because we stand on the Word of God and we listen to His voice and obey. As a result, God gives us this music. And because we are led to live in the end times, and our original gospel song, a sound of a wind, that means the sound of the wind that blew at the time of Pentecost. I know that this music is going to be used for that great revival in this time, in this age. Now let's watch 1 minute video. Hello everybody. The theme today is the Middle East peace. When you look at Ezekiel chapter 38 verse 8, according to this verse, Russia will invade Israel, and that will happen after the Middle East peace is concluded. Then who is going to to conclude this, and when? We know that. We know the answer through Daniel chapter 9. The Antichrist will appear in Europe, and 1 week means 1 year, and the Antichrist will conclude treaties with many nations. And this word talks about contracts, including Israel. And that means that the Middle East peace will be concluded in the beginning of the 7-year tribulation by the Antichrist. It seems that the United States is taking an important role for the Middle East peace, but actually Europe will be acting for this purpose. Let's watch carefully the situations of the world in the end times. The Middle East peace is important. You know, at the end of the 7-year tribulation, Jesus will return on Mount of Olives. Just in the middle of the 7 years, rapture will happen. And Middle East peace will be concluded just in the beginning, at the very beginning of the 7-year tribulation. Now let's go into the Bible. God is love and he is wonderful. But Satan also is there. Satan is so mean. Theologically speaking, there are three spiritual beings. One is God, another is people, and one another is angels. These three kinds. And there are two kinds of the angels. The angel who follows God, and another angel who rebelled against God. That is Satan and evil spirits. Satan and evil spirits, they bother us and our walk. We are in battle with Satan and the evil spirits. When I went to the Philippines to minister, I had a chance to hold a crusade meeting in the park in a large square park near a supermarket, near a grocery store. I was going to give a message in this crusade meeting, but before the meeting, I had a thought in my heart. I felt very negative because I thought that nobody would be saved in the meeting that I was going to hold. And then I was suddenly reminded of a quarrel that I had with my friend a few years ago. And that upsetted me, and I started to be angry. And then, when I went back to the hotel at that night, the Lord spoke to me that I should do spiritual warfare in that place near the grocery store, because the crusade meeting was scheduled the next day. Well, we went back there the next day, and we did spiritual warfare in that square park. Then my negative thinking was all gone after spiritual warfare, and my anger against my friend was gone at all. And finally, we held a crusade meeting there, and dozens of people came forward to accept Jesus. And I realized that Satan had tried to hinder our crusade meeting. Satan hinders us, so we will not obey his word. We will not have expectations on God. We need to stand firm in the faith to battle against Satan. Satan tries to darken the word of God, and he wants us to disobey God. You know, that's his usual way. In some cases, through our sicknesses, Satan tries to make us disobey God. You know, interesting thing is Satan's work in the book of Job. You know, sicknesses, accidents, all things happened to him. And what was Satan's work? Satan, his purpose was not just to attack Job. He wanted to make Job curse God. He wanted Job to disbelieve God. He wanted him to stop obeying God. We need to stand firm on the word of God and keep obeying God. The Bible says, all things will work together for your good. When you obey God, you see all things work together for your good. But in the midst of problems, and hardships. Satan tries to make us leave him. In my college years, I made a lifelong commitment to God, so I would dedicate myself to God to be a full-time worker. My pastor, I confessed that to my pastor, and my pastor was glad, but in 2 weeks, I felt sick. And my sickness was so serious that I thought I would never be healed. But all those thoughts were different from what God told me. God told me that His plan would open up for me. He told me that He had a plan for me. And He told me that all things would work together for my good. God tells these things to you, too. But Satan lied to me, and he tried to make us lose our trust in him. And by our losing trust in him, he wants us to disobey God. If you are discouraged, that's the work of Satan. Well, if you have a sin, if you take hold of your sin, then you need to repent. But if you've been repenting over your sins, but you are still discouraged, then that discouragement comes from Satan. Because God, as I have told you over and over again, God loves us. He loves us with His best love for us. And Satan doesn't want us to receive God's best things from Him. You know, we know that His best, God's best, will come to us. Even you are still young or you are old, you have received the best things from God, but even more best things will come to you. We know that through the Word of God. You know, because God's love written in the Bible, through His love, we know that He wants us to have the best. But Satan tries to let us have misunderstanding about God, and he tries to let us have different wrong concepts about God, like God doesn't love us, God doesn't bless us, God doesn't do anything for me. And Satan wants us to withdraw and retreat. So you need to obey God until the end, trusting Him. When we see the lives of other people around us, but our lives belong to Him, we are led by God. And when God leads us, He will give us the best things. Recently, I think, you know, in the book of Psalm, it says, never forget the good things God did to you. In the beginning of my Christian life, in the early days of my Christian life, I really didn't note the scripture verse, that recently I begin to remember how good things the Lord has been doing to me. And when I look back at my past, I was sick, I was slandered, I was criticized. Now I know God made all those things good for me. But when we are in the midst of problems, or when we look back past problems, don't be deceived. Like, why God allowed that happen to me? Of course, we need to repent of our sins. And when we obey God, God will manifest special blessings, and He will show His victory. Don't listen to Satan's lies. Satan tells you what is contrary to what the Lord tells you. Continue to have hope in God. Well, if you think you can't stand on the word of God, you need to realize that you are trying to do that with your efforts. You need to rely on God, and you need to ask God for His help. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for your abundant blessings upon each one of us. You are hanging around spiritually, but the time of the Lord has come. You feel that you need to step out following God. Then you see great glory of His, and you see all things work together for you. You have something that you never is able to believe that thing will work out for your good, but that thing will work out for your good. You think that you have no talents, but God has prepared a way for you when you obey Him. Then you see blessed life that you had never imagined of. You make choices just as you like. You need to ask God carefully, and you need to choose what is the best in Him, because the Lord is not going to just bless you, but He's going to bless you for the most. I'm going to pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here. I pray for you to heal us in our bodies, our mind. In the name of Jesus, I bind the power of the evil spirits, the power of sickness. I command to our bodies, be healed, be healed, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. You have various diseases, and you go to many hospitals. That's not bad. But the Lord tells you to do His will first. And then your diseases will be healed. You had sore throat, but you are healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing to each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Please stand up. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen.